help Dr. Shibley in packing up all the medical supplies he's going to be using on his medical mission.
Dr. Othman Shibley, a native of Syria, showed a video produced by his son and pictures of past trips to Syria, Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan, where he and volunteers with the program Miles for Smiles treat refugees. He and his peers will be heading to the Lebanese-Syrian border in less than 2 weeks. There, they'll be treating 1,200 people, mostly children.
900, they are refugees, Syrian refugees, and 300, they are Lebanese from disabled school in Lebanon. When they asked me, the Lebanese people, if there are also people, what do you think? I said, of course. The reason we are helping the refugees, not because of our Syrian background or roots, but because of the need.
The pictures from previous visits include images of children studying in a school in suburban Damascus in a dimly lit basement.
Yes, you can see it's basement because of the bombing.
The safest place in the building to be.
Yeah, and even then.
A couple of pictures back, the drawing of the soldier.
Oh, yeah, you noticed this, right? She was drawing the fear where, like, so now the soldier, you know how it is. We feel about, like, American soldiers, a sense of safety. Like, you know, we are, those are people to protect us. But here it's the opposite. Those are people that they will hurt us.
So they see soldiers as a threat.
Yeah, they are scared. That's why because part of the psychosocial treatment that also we were involved with them is basically to draw what they are afraid from.
New focus has been placed on the region following an alleged poison gas attack by the Assad regime, saber-rattling from the White House, and claims by Russia that the gas attacks were staged. Dr. Shibley says conflict resolution is preferred over military actions, but if things escalate, there are concerns for the limited options for refugees. Syria is one of several Muslim-majority points of origin the White House lists in its travel ban. And some refugees, Shibley says, have heard the rhetoric from some in the West that they would bring trouble, that they are terrorists in waiting. But those in the camps are peaceful people, Shibley stresses. And while a few express interest in coming to the United States, most want to go back home, when it's finally safe to do so. He recalled a meeting his daughter had with a young refugee.
My daughter, she asked one of the refugee girls. She was 9-10 years old, young girl, a refugee, and she told her, "What do you want to be when you grow up in the future?" She said, "Oh, I want to be architectural engineer." So my daughter asked her, "Why you want to be architectural engineer?" She said, "Because I want to build back Syria after all this bombing." So my daughter has tears in her eyes. She told me, "Dad, when I was a young American girl, 9-10 years, I didn't know what architectural engineer is. But this girl knew because that's what her focus."
But the people are disappointed, Dr. Shibley says, by the feeling that the world's leaders have not learned from past conflicts, and they question whether those leaders really care about the dead.
Do they really care? I'm talking about politicians. People, perfect. They care. We love. They donate. America is the most generous country. But I'm talking about the political foreign policy of the United States. Do they really care about the women and children to protect them? Are they really upset from the chemical weapons that was used? And then that caused death of people. But then is the problem for America the type of weapon was used, or the death of women and children?
Regardless of circumstances, including armed conflict, Dr. Shibley says they are planning to move forward with their visit. After a conference in Lebanon, the interactions with refugees are expected to begin April 27th. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.